More Idaho Matters right now. In today's economy, many of us are on a budget. So when we decide to splurge on an item, we often try and rationalize the purchase, which is a common theme we see on social media, the latest trend being girl math. Okay, it works something like this. If you use cash to pay for something, it's free. If you don't buy an item on sale, you're losing money. If you skip your morning Starbucks, you're making money. Well, when it comes to thinking about finances in this way, though, it's not just women who can fall into this trap of justification. Everyone can do this, which is why we thought we'd invite a financial expert to talk to us more about unhealthy versus healthy spending habits. So joining us today is Jessica Sellers, the Vice President and Meridian Silverstone Branch Manager of Zions Bank. Jessica, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so Jessica, I kind of explained what this social trend of girl math is. Here's my question for you. Why do you think this trend is resonating so much with women in particular?
Well, I think part of it is because it started out fun. Mm-hmm. And we have social media. And, you know, there's a common theme when you're using social media, you're showing all the best things and all the enjoyment and your process of how you manage life, I guess. And in that context, we're in a place where we live in a culture that there's so many things that we want at our fingertips. And so, you know, when we can feel a little bit better about what we're purchasing, that may not be a necessity. We can explain it to, you know, ourselves, not to have a little bit of the guilt of buyer's remorse, if you will. But also, you know, if our family members are giving us grief over the purchases we make, we have ways to explain and kind of rationalize our thought process. Uh-huh.
You know, as you mentioned, the trend started out because it was supposed to be fun, right? But it seems that it can really reinforce some negative gender stereotypes, in particular around women and how women manage their money. Not to mention, you know, women in math, right? So can you maybe talk a little bit about that and kind of the negative reinforcements of a trend like this?
Well, I think it really starts, you know, years and years ago when men managed the money and women, you know, typically weren't the ones managing the funds. And, you know, at points, the men were the ones that went to go to work, bring in the money into the home. And, you know, the women really, really a part of that process. So, you know, going forward to nowadays, now this time, it's like, the stereotype that women just spend money and they're the ones, you know, not able to manage it or don't understand the math behind it or have that capacity to, you know, live a life and be able to, you know, bring in money into the home and be able to manage the budget and make all these decisions. And so it kind of does this negative reinforcement on what people think of women and their buying habits and that we're not quite capable of having the knowledge or capacity to manage a budget and save. And, you know, the girl math, if you really look at it, you know, you see all these videos of women trying to explain it to maybe their husbands or fathers, and mm-hmm. the men are sitting there looking at it as if it, we're crazy, you know? So yeah. it's definitely got a negative tone to it.
Okay, so in your opinion then, and in what you do for a living, do men and women relate to finances and how they're managed differently?
Yeah. You know, I was really thinking about that. And honestly, I feel like it isn't quite the difference between men and women. I've seen it across all walks of ages, gender. And what I've noticed is really where you see the grouping of maybe generational money management or how you grew up and the relationship to money and what that means to you and what you grew up understanding from maybe the people around you. And that's where I typically see trends and patterns of what they're purchasing or how they're managing their money.
I think that's so interesting, because that's kind of how I've always kind of thought about it, even within my own relationship. My husband and I definitely come from different ideas. And I mean, I think we've found a good common ground, but I think a lot of it has to do with how money was viewed in our families growing up, right? And then what money meant to you. And was money security? Was it love? Right? All of those things. So with that said, what's some advice you can give people to maybe, you know, it's fine to have a fun social media trend, right? But truly, how do you manage your finances in a way that's going to benefit you? And it doesn't matter what your gender is, what your age is, anything like that.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's, if we understand what we're looking at and why this is coming up, even it's the culture we're in now too. So understanding we're in a consumer culture, we have marketing in front of us on our phones, on our computers, anywhere you look, you have all these marketing of sales of, you know, you can get these credit cards and it's ease of access, or, you know, going on Amazon and you can easily just make purchases with a couple taps of your finger. The accessibility to get things to you is so much easier, but also the impact of credit is an ease to get. Credit cards, you know, aren't so negatively put down upon. And so these are things that are getting thrown at us all the time. And, you know, I think the people who specialize in marketing are phenomenal at their jobs. But what we're not seeing is all these folks on social media maybe posting about, you know, their purchasing habits and why they're doing what they're doing, the girl math videos. You're not seeing the consequence of having that mindset. So what happens is you're not seeing the bigger ramifications. You know, what do their bank accounts actually look like? Are they able to afford the daily necessities? And then what happens in 6 months when they don't have a savings plan and maybe they lose a job or costs change? All those aspects aren't put out on social media as much as the benefit and that instant gratification of your purchase and how you feel about it.
So with less than a minute left, what's one thing that someone can do right now to change their, maybe not change, but maybe improve their spending habits?
Make small changes first. Look at your resources. Banks are great resources for just on their online capacity of learning about what resources you have for creating a budget. Know how much money you actually bring home and know how much required expenses there are to live, and make one of those required expenses a 20% payment to yourself for savings. And if you know, that's too much at one time, start slow. But getting that structured, maybe an auto transfer to a savings, but looking at your own money and where you're putting it to know that you have a budget. And if you need help, there's so many resources available to you. And it's not overwhelming when you have someone who can help you walk that walk with you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.